This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Our ongoing Am I Curious series gives you, our listeners, a chance to ask a question, and we do our best to get an answer. This time, the question comes from Daniel Mormon from Superior Township near Ann Arbor. Daniel, what's your question?
Well, my question is, how is it possible any copper mining could take place in the Porcupine Mountains? It's supposed to be a wilderness area.
I think a lot of people have been wondering that. The Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park is a 59,000-acre area in the Upper Peninsula. It's on the west side of the UP, taking up an area between the Wisconsin border and Lake Superior. Here to hopefully answer Daniel Mormon's question is Nick Schreck. He's director of the Transnational Environmental Law Clinic at Wayne State University Law School. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you.
So how is it possible to do copper mining in the Porcupine Mountains Park?
Well, it's possible, but will be difficult. And the first thing that we need to understand is how, in Michigan, surface rights, so the rights to use the surface land, like in the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park, and subsurface rights or mineral rights. And in Michigan, you can sever surface rights from subsurface rights. And so what happened is the Porcupine State Park, when it was created in 1945, the park then bought additional land in 1948. And that additional land that was purchased in 1948, the state was only able to acquire the surface rights in that land and not the mineral rights or the subsurface rights. And so what's happening right now is that this company, Highland Copper, they're actually drilling exploratory well holes to look and see whether or not there is sufficient copper in the area where they hold these subsurface rights to determine whether or not they would seek to mine that copper. But an important thing to point out, even if they do find that there's sufficient copper for them to invest in trying to extract those mineral resources, they would have to enter underground by tunnels under the surface of the Porcupine State Park to get at those minerals.
So they couldn't build the mine on the surface of the parkland?
Correct. There will be no surface disturbance allowed, and they would have to, you know, tunnel underneath, under the ground, to extract their minerals.
The Porcupine Mountains Park is a wilderness state park, so what special protections do wilderness areas get?
There is no allowable mining or mineral extraction within the wilderness area of Porcupine Mountain State Park.
And I know exploratory drilling is also not supposed to be allowed in designated wilderness areas. So the DNR says no mining will take place from the surface anywhere in the park, but there is this exploratory drilling. Despite its name, not all of Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park is technically a state-designated wilderness area. Highland Copper is exploring another part of the park. So not all of the park is protected by the Michigan Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Act, which prohibits exploration for or extraction of minerals. Now let's talk about the park as a whole. Nick, they couldn't actually put the mine on the surface, as we mentioned, but during this exploratory part, the mining company has been on the ground drilling.
But again, the company does have a right to access these minerals, these subsurface minerals, and these exploratory wells. This was a permit granted by the DNR for this, you know, limited number of exploratory wells. The problem is the state was not able to purchase those subsurface rights, and so legally the company has a right to access those minerals without doing any surface disturbance. And so the question becomes, how could they potentially access those minerals without disturbing the surface of the park? And in order to make that determination, the company would need to get a separate permit from our Department of Environmental Quality, where they would have to ensure that they would not in any way damage the surface or any of the resources on the surface of the park. And that would be a separate permitting process where there would be an availability of public comment.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Department of Environmental Quality permits for exploration, because they were granted. But last month, the DEQ noted in a letter to the company that it wouldn't have issued permits considering how the mining company has gone about it. The DEQ indicates the company took no efforts to avoid damaging wetlands. Photos of the exploratory mining areas this spring show a muddy mess. There were citations, but if the DEQ says it wouldn't have granted permits for this kind of work being done, why can't the DEQ suspend or revoke the permits?
There's a really important distinction to be made here, and that is that the DNR actually allowed this limited test drilling operation within the park. The DEQ, they would be issuing a permit if there was actual mining to take place. So what happened was, when these exploratory wells were being drilled, the company unfortunately did not follow appropriate stormwater controls and construction site management controls, and they allowed a lot of mud and silt and dirt wash into wetland areas and created a whole mess, primarily because they were doing drilling after the ground had thawed. Now, within the park itself, no even exploratory drilling is permitted after the thaw, when the ground has thawed. And so where all of that muddy mess occurred, that happened along this county road that runs through the park. And the DEQ has said that that activity is inappropriate. They did not have the right, you know, site management, stormwater management in place, and that they allowed all sorts of mud and debris to get into wetland areas and into streams in that area of the park. So that is very problematic, as you point out, and it does raise extreme concerns as to whether or not this company would be able to actually do mineral extraction, again, below the surface, so they'd have to enter from outside the park and tunnel under the park, whether they could do that in a way that is safe and protective of this really precious natural resource that we have here in the Porcupine Mountain State Park.
If they find enough minerals that it's worth their money to retrieve them, will there have to be another permitting process?
Absolutely. So our Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, would have a permitting process that would look at how this company would propose to extract minerals underground. So they'd have to tunnel in under the park and extract any of the copper, and they would have to ensure that they would not damage any of the surface of the park. So any water, any rivers, any of the trees, any of the vegetation, any cultural resources, anything that could potentially be damaged on the surface, the company would have to ensure and make a demonstration to our DEQ that they would not impact anything on the surface and any of the water quality or any of the forest resources, et cetera, that we have within that park. That would be a permitting process that would include the opportunity for public comment, and so people would be able to voice their opinions for or against whether or not this activity should be permitted. But that, again, would only occur if this company requests a permit to actually do the mining, the copper mining of these minerals underneath the park.
While there's concern about damage to the parkland, the surface of the parkland, the mining operation could employ 300 people or more in an area where jobs are really scarce. What economic pressures are there in a situation like this?
Well, that is a consideration. And of course, you know, looking at economic factors are something that really should be a part of the discussion, but they are not determinative. And what I mean by that is just because a particular project creates some jobs or might promote some economic development, that does not mean that we set aside the requirements within our Department of Environmental Quality permitting process to ensure that the parkland is not damaged. And it also doesn't mean that we make any sort of concessions as far as the requirements that the company would have to face in order to get a permit. So while that is a factor to consider, and it's something that certainly would be part of the political debate, whether it be in Lansing or up there closer to the park, that's not something that is determinative for the permitting process.
Let's turn back to the person who asked our Am I Curious question. Daniel Moorman, did we get your question answered?
Well, in a technical sort of a way, I guess. I mean, I guess I understand the difference between surface rights and mineral rights. I don't know whether the mining company could come and mine my backyard or not. I honestly don't know who owns the mineral rights here. One of the things that you haven't mentioned, though, either of you, is the fact that not only is this in the Porcupine Mountains, this is within a mile or so of Lake Superior and two rivers.
Exactly.
And copper is extremely poisonous to fish.
Nick?
That's absolutely correct. There's a great concern with water quality here. And so, again, if this company, and if they're actually going to put a proposal in to do this mining, they would have to demonstrate that they will not allow impacts to the rivers that run through this proposed project area, as well as to Lake Superior. And so that would be, again, part of the permitting process for this company would go through with the DEQ. And I would encourage the public to, you know, if this permitting request does get filed, to please reach out to both our DEQ and the DNR, be part of that public commenting process, and ensure that questions about water quality, questions about impacts to the park, that all of those are appropriately vetted, and that DEQ understands the, you know, really significant public concern that we have with mining either adjacent to or underneath this Porcupine Mountain State Park.
Thanks to Nick Schreck. He's the director of the Transnational Environmental Law Clinic at Wayne State University. And, of course, thank you, Daniel Moorman, for your question.
Sure, thanks.
You know, one of the things we're still not sure about is whether the company, Highland Copper, could explore the designated wilderness area or not. It's protected, but if the company owns the mineral rights, the whole thing could end up in court. By the way, we asked the company, and they would not reveal if it owned mineral rights under the wilderness area, and the DNR said they didn't know. Well, but another Am I Curious voting round open right now. Go to michiganradio.org and find the Am I Curious box to vote for the question you think we should look at next.